spring. It's always fun to talk about the new toys. One thing you guys, we know how important seed treatment is in this neck of the woods. You're kind of something a little bit unique, though, as we look into this season. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of growers are looking at cyst nematode control and how do we get a handle on that pest that's robbing a lot of yield out there. We came out with a new one called a Votagen seed treatment. It's a half ounce put on your seed, and really inexpensive treatment. And it does, from our research data, looks pretty good on cyst nematode holding it back and not letting it take over the yield. So that's a big talker here at this Crop Expo, and a lot of guys are interested in, as well as the pre-emergent products on weeds. Boy, everybody's thinking about weed control again for this coming spring, and of course Authority brands are on the top of their mind.
Yeah, I think obviously growers are looking places where they can watch expenses wherever they can. Yep. Are there some things you'd recommend that they kind of look at in doing that?
Well, the biggest probably talking point we've had this year is our 0% financing option through John Deere Financial. That's a big deal. A lot of guys are trying to save capital and move that capital where they can. And all of our products, FMC products, are on that 0% financing, which is a really great deal for a lot of guys. So whether you're looking at weed control options with Authority or Anthem, or the new seed treatment with Votagen, there's a lot of different options out there guys are looking for. So
you got a new fungicide as well?
Yeah, new fungicide in wheat. Talking about that a lot in the countryside. A Dastrio fungicide, 3.5 ounces in with your herbicide treatment for wheat. A real systemic treatment and controls a lot of rusts and tan spots and those sort of diseases in there. So quick and easy to use, mixes with every herbicide in the marketplace. So
we've had experience with that on corn, and now it's new on the cereal?
Yep. We've been selling it in corn for tar spot for a couple of years, you know, mainly down in southeast Minnesota where the tar spot's really been a problem. Now tar spots showed up in North Dakota, and guys are starting to see the spots. So it's a real good hammer for tar spot at eight ounces for corn. But guys are really looking at that 3.5 ounce rate for cereals and putting it in with the herbicides. Now that's nice because it systemically moves up into the flag leaf and keeps that flag leaf real clean from disease. So that's by far your most important weed or most important leaf to keep clean from diseases. So
attitudes, what are you hearing from growers? How they feel getting ready for spring?
You know, this traffic has been really good. A lot of good conversations. I think once we get by this cold weather here and get into some warm conditions, guys are going to start thinking about it. There's some optimism out there. Obviously, capital is on the top of everybody's mind and commodity prices, but there's some options out there that guys can tap into. So,
any concern with maybe some dry conditions? And I know we felt that way last year too and didn't turn out. But
yeah, you know, with the snow melting and we don't have very much of it, I think it'll melt very, very quickly, and then all of a sudden the fields look kind of dry. So we could use a drink pretty quickly. So